From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler.
Hi.
Oh, hi. You're from the radio.
This is Pookie DeCock.
D-E, capital C-O-C-Q.
She's the Healthy Living Coordinator at the local YMCA.
The thing that I like the most is the pickleball program. I'm the pickleball ambassador for Nevada.
Pickleball is a team sport played with two wooden paddles, a wiffle ball, and a low net, kind of like ping pong or badminton. It's legit. It's got a national organization and everything. Pookie's dream is to hold a pickleball tournament right here in her hometown of Nevada, which is in Vernon County in southwest Missouri, which seems reasonable, except the average Nevada resident isn't exactly the picture of health. Like a lot of small, rural towns in the state, Nevada has very high rates of obesity and heart disease. Its diabetes rates are some of the highest in the country, at 11%. But Nevada is also going through a time of change. Big change. The kind of change meant to shake up the status quo. In 2010, the Kansas City-based health technology company Cerner was looking for a city to partner with on a new health project, an experiment of sorts. And it chose Nevada as its laboratory. They called the project Healthy Nevada. Nevada is a town of about 8,300 people, 90 miles south of Kansas City. It's got a Walmart, a few parks, a local two-year college, and a small downtown district. On this summer afternoon, a few high school kids are playing basketball in the community center.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question?
Huh?
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
I'm doing a story on Healthy Nevada. Have you heard of Healthy Nevada?
No.
I'm surprised by this. Admittedly, I expected more brainwashing. But Eric Gallimore, the Cerner executive in charge of the Healthy Nevada project, says Cerner's presence here is so invisible because the company really wants to be behind the scenes.
We're really a catalyst behind this, or if you think of it as just a change agent. There is no company or corporation in this world that's going to be able to tell a community what they should and shouldn't do.
Cerner's area of expertise is health information technology, but recently they've started investing in R&D projects in the area of population health. In 2005, the company started experimenting with ways to improve the health of its employee population. The next step was to go bigger and work with an entire town. But Cerner didn't ride into Nevada on a white stallion with a huge bag of money and answers to its health problems. It was more like Cerner had arrived with a box, an empty box, and then asked Nevada residents to dream up something to put inside it. And Cerner would help.
You have got to embed yourself at a grassroots level and work with everybody around a lot of different things. And I think that moves the meter.
The project is in its third year, and it's just now beginning to pick up speed. Gallimore says Cerner has committed to being in Nevada for 5 years, possibly longer. It takes time to do things that have never been done before and to make sure the results last long after the company is gone.
To run in, think you would do something in a year or two that's going to change and be drastic, I think, is a mistake. It takes time to develop trust.
At the end of the day, Cerner gets a model it hopes to sell to other communities, like Nevada. And for being the guinea pig, Nevada gets a revitalized, sustainable, healthy community. And maybe even a pickleball team.
You need to do a story on just pickleball.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. Tomorrow, we take a look at what Cerner's project actually looks like on the ground in Nevada.
My six-year-old, on Fridays, they get a silly dance to their classroom. They turn up the stereo in the schools, and with the teachers and the principal, they silly dance to their classes.
You can listen to all five parts of our week-long series on Healthy Nevada at kbia.org.